Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Cashless stores alienate customers in the name of efficiency, by Randy Cole. Presented by Bose, Bose frames look like regular sunglasses, but tiny speakers hidden in the temples create an immersive experience unlike any other. Go to Bose.com to find out more. Brands increasingly seek to provide frictionless experiences, a sense of ease and efficiency that enables users to engage with them on their terms. However, in a small but growing number of cases, frictionless means eliminating cash as an accepted payment method. This is a seemingly minor but significant shift in the retail landscape. As a society, it signals a shift away from inclusive commerce toward what might better be described as the age of the preferred customer. There's been growing support from both consumers and retailers to move away from cash in favor of digital payment options. This includes credit and debit cards, as well as newer payment forms like mobile, Apple Pay, Google Pay, peer-to-peer, PayPal, Venmo, and virtual or cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Ethereum. According to one recent survey of over 15,000 global consumers, 47% of respondents were excited about the prospect of a cashless world. The question is whether this is a good thing for those on both sides of the transaction. On the surface, the move to a cashless society may seem like a win-win situation. However, the only clear winner would be the federal government. In a cashless environment, money laundering and tax evasion would become much more difficult. For brands and consumers, the change is less clear. When Sweetgreen, the fast casual restaurant chain, decided to stop taking cash payments in 2016, it cited a number of valid reasons for the decision. These included the decreased risk of theft, environmental sustainability, and overall operational efficiency. Less than 4 years later, the chain reversed its decision. Sweetgreen had benefited from the change, but it came with an unintended consequence. The brand was unintentionally self-selecting its customers. For a chain whose mission embraces inclusion in the form of access to healthy food, the inability to serve all potential customers created a problem that required a course of correction. Interestingly, the pushback against cashless business practices has mostly come at the state and municipal level. The Amazon Go business model is predicated on a cash-free customer experience, but the company's ambitious expansion plans have been tempered by local government intervention. New Jersey and Philadelphia passed laws requiring that all retailers accept cash payments, and San Francisco, Chicago, New York City, and Washington, D.C. are considering similar legislation. Why? Almost 1 in 4 U.S. consumers, which equates to 32.6 million households, are unbanked or underbanked. That means these people either have no access to banking products like credit and debit cards, or must pay exorbitant fees to use instruments like prepaid debit cards. It seems counterintuitive, but the highest fees in the banking and credit industries are charged to those who can least afford them. Denying these individuals access to basic products and services based solely on payment method borders on discriminatory. It's one thing for luxury brands to self-select their customers on the basis of price point, but it's another for a retailer to deny access to a person trying to buy a pack of gum. Beyond the altruistic arguments that merchants use for going cash-free, there's another unstated reason they're drawn to this model. Consumers spend more. Scientific studies dating back to the 1970s have shown a clear correlation between cashless environments and increased consumer spending. For retailers, the payoff can be substantial. In the absence of cash payment alternatives, consumers' willingness to pay can be increased by up to 100%. Increases in average order size can more than offset the roughly 3% transaction fee merchants pay to payment processors. It also explains why a growing number of retail environments, from cruise lines to resorts to amusement parks, are implementing cashless transactional experiences. In these cases, customer convenience directly translates to brand profit. Despite regular reports of retail data breaches, in much of the developed world, the use of cash is on the decline. The incentives for brands to abandon cash are also compelling. Still, until there is a viable alternative payment method that caters to all consumers equally, the need for cash will persist. Brands need to consider inclusive commerce a core part of their overall customer experience. Cash may no longer be king, but its place in the retail landscape will remain for decades to come.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.